Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm your host, Matt King. My co-host here, Mike Sheffer. And today, we have a lovely guest, the wonderful Brooke Schofield. Welcome to the pod.
I'm so excited to be here.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good.
Feels good to sleep in your own bed.
So good. Although, I love my little bus bed.
Yeah, you guys just finished a huge tour.
Yeah, we haven't finished, but we finished the bus portion. So the rest of it is just like...
jetting around.
California shows only.
Oh, cool.
Top bunk? Bottom bunk?
I'm a bottom bunk, and my top bunk is my closet, and no one else is allowed to touch it.
Did Tana get, like, the primary, like, yeah, just bedroom in the back?
Yeah, it was an accident. Like, we had chosen a bus where we had two common areas, but then, of course, we got there, and she has, like, a master bedroom with, like, a kitchen table in it. I'm like, but it ended up being amazing, because she brings her boyfriend on tour, so, like.
Oh, right.
Like, what, are they going to sleep on different bunks? Like.
And you guys had sold out. How many shows did you do, and all of them were sold out? Did you do 50,
or? We've done... like, I think 52 so far, and then we have, I think, like 10 more that we've announced.
Any cities that stood out to you that were your favorite?
We just did our biggest show that we've ever done in Milwaukee.
Shout out to Milwaukee.
I know. It was so crazy, but the one I was just telling you guys about, the Jerry Seinfeld one, stood out because that was just like, I couldn't believe it.
You were just in the same aura, just breathing the
same
air.
Yeah, we were in this. Yeah, he could hear my music. I could hear his.
What was he listening to?
Oh, God, what was he listening to? My assistant knew what it was.
Steely Dan?
That's what I was just thinking out of all things Jerry would listen to.
Can I say something crazy here?
Yes.
So we were texting you. I was going to go text you like for the information for today. I was like, wonder what the last like text I had with Brooke was. And we had like a couple things, whatever. But I scrolled up 2019. I sent you a text that I meant to send to someone else. September 23rd, 2019. Is tour going well? Whoops, wrong text, haha. And then you said, haha, I wish I were touring. 2019.
No way.
Whoa.
That is so crazy.
I don't know who I meant to send that to.
But another Brooke who was going on tour?
In 2019, I don't know. Maybe someone with a B that I just like hit. I truly don't know who it was, but
wow,
I was like.
You manifested it.
I think you manifested
it. You manifested so much, Brooke. And that's what I really wanted to start on is one, congratulations. Because it seems like yesterday you were just a hostess at Catch. And now you are like the real deal.
You're the it girl.
Thank you. That's so nice. I was just talking to Tana before I came and I was like, Matt like really knows. I was such a fan. Like I was just like, I was at the Saddle Ranch. I was like, oh my God, there's David Dobrik. Like I was just such a fan. And now I'm like, how fun.
Because you were a hostess at Catch also with my wife Patricia's former roommate.
Yes. Oh,
who?
God, I miss
Khaki.
Her.
Khaki.
Oh, she was there too.
She got married.
Yes.
Yes.
And wow. So, like, I just think you're such a prime example. Like, you know, if you can make it to LA and you really can make those dreams happen, it is possible. And you are, like, the prime example out of, like, anybody I know out here. And I feel like you've done it so ethically and true.
Well, thank you. I tried.
Having, like, those started as, like, a hostess out here, you get to see a lot of interesting personalities, people for who they really are. Has it been funny, like, now finally having this bit of, like, fame? Now knowing what you knew about people in the past, is it, I don't know. Did you ever get like bad vibes from people from back then before they knew who you were? And then now they
well,
do know
who
like you
are? Well, I feel like people just are nicer to me now. Like I just had an experience where like my manager, or not my manager, but the owner of that restaurant, I'm not kidding, he never looked me in the eyes. Like never one time walking in. And he's so like such a good guy and stuff, but he just didn't care.
Uh-huh.
And he just DM'd me a couple days ago and he was like, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, I didn't know you knew my name. Like,
yeah.
And it happens a lot, like especially people from home too, who were like mean to me or whatever. And now they're like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Can I come to a show? I'm like,
and do you yes. like, oh yeah, you do say yes to those people?
100%. I'm like, yes, you can come watch all these people like show up for me. Like, of course.
There you go. And now you're from Arizona, right?
Yes.
Arizona. Are you from the Phoenix area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, cool. I went to college in Tucson, but I'm from Phoenix.
You went to U of A, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where Jess,
Mika, Angela all went. Do you know them as well?
I do. And Jess, like we have so many mutual friends, but we didn't know each other in college.
It's you didn't know each mm-hmm. other in college. Okay. Do you have any memories of Dirtbags?
Of course I do.
Is that like the place to go?
It is the place to go, but I did.
This is like an establishment. I thought this was like
Dirtbags.
No, no,
Dirtbags is like a certain type of guy who goes to
No. It's like the bar at U of A. I went there once and it was like insane.
It is so fun. I only ever went there with fake IDs because I left U of A before I was 21.
Wow.
So I only got to go like probably 10 times.
Shout out to bouncers that don't really check IDs.
Oh, they were checking, but I was just acquiring a new one every day.
Was your fake ID like a real fake ID or a real ID that just was not you?
Oh, a real ID that was not me.
Okay.
But I was blonde and just, I was like, every single girl in my sorority looked exactly the same. So
did you have to pay for like their IDs?
Yeah,
or?
I would buy one for like $50. Or some girls were nice and like they would just make you pay. It's like $26 to replace your ID in Arizona. Mm. So they would just order.
That's not bad.
I know.
That's a good little system.
Yeah, it was nice.
And how many times did your ID get confiscated?
Probably three.
Three times. Yeah. Did they ever like make you pay for it back?
No.
No.
I never like got in trouble. A lot of people get like arrested and stuff for that. Like that's like a actual crime.
It's a crime. The thing is you had to remember the zip code. That's how they would get you, because they'd say, what's your address? And everyone remembers their address. And they go, what's your zip code? And you're just like, so that's the thing you have to remember if you have a fake
ID. They'll
do
like zodiac signs sometimes.
Oh, it's like, that's a good one.
You might know your birthday, but like what zodiac sign?
Yeah. Or when did you graduate high school? That's another one that they usually will.
If you're trying to get.
Yeah, like what class are you from?
Ours though, like I was in a sorority, so a lot of like the getting kicked out or whatever would be the older girls in your sorority being like, you don't deserve to be here because they're evil. So it was like they would either tell on you or literally come up to you and be like, can you leave?
Damn. Did your sorority have a like strict code of conduct about like what you could post also like on your Instagram?
Yeah. Which is so crazy now because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I was like an adult. Yeah. And I was like, I couldn't post alcohol. I couldn't. It was so strict.
How did they, did someone from the sorority just like reach out to you and DM you being like, you need to delete this?
Yes.
Or was there like a finsta that's hidden within the sorority and they would just like comment an asterisk and that meant you had to delete it?
Well, there were certain DMs that you would get that you knew you would have to delete something. And if you didn't, you would get J-boarded. They would literally call you in. You would have all of execs sitting in front of you and you would like get punished.
J-boarded? What, like
a
jury?
Like judicial board. Yeah. Oh. So like you sit in and they tell you what you've done wrong and like they either assign you like things that you have to do or they terminate you.
Did you eventually join this judicial board?
I did. I was director of operations.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know. I got to make the menu at the house and I got to sit in on J boards.
Had to make the menu?
Yeah. We had like a chef and I got to decide like what we ate.
Very nice. What was it? Did you have a favorite dish that you always like?
I did pasta night like three nights a week.
Everybody loves pasta.
Everyone's like, fuck you.
Did you date a sorority girl when you were in college?
Yeah. I dated like a handful of
That was always the big perk is that sorority houses usually had really good in-house chefs. And if you were dating a sorority girl, you got to basically go and eat. Oh, really good
meals.
It
was so fun. We had full-time Chef Bob. It was so fun.
Chef Bob, do you guys still keep up?
No, I wish. He was so good.
Shout out to Chef Bob. You have such an interesting story about growing up. And I did a little bit of research and I feel bad. Like I've known you for years, but I've never known like this past you. So you lived with your parents until you were 7 and then lived with your grandparents?
I was 9, I think, when I left. But yeah, I moved in with my grandparents when I was 9.
And why was that?
I think my mom went to jail. Or so, like it was something along the lines where it was like I was going to stay with them for like a week or so, and then I just never got picked up.
Did you know that mom was going to jail? Or
we knew.
Okay.
For sure. Or sometimes it was rehab. Like I would go and stay with my grandparents for like weeks at a time all the time, and then one day I just never came home.
Wow.
Did you pack for an extended stay in that last trip?
No,
or
not at all.
So you're just kind of living in the same.
Yeah, and I wasn't supposed to start school, but like it was coming up. So then they enrolled me in school. And then I was like, you know, I loved all my friends and stuff. So they were like, we can't take her out. So I stayed.
Was that a tough transition for you? Like,
not at all.
Oh.
No, because my grandparents were so just different than my parents in like good ways. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. They're so normal.
Did a lot of your friends at that time of your life know that you were living with your grandparents, or did you like hide it from them?
Everyone knew, kind of, because like I was a dancer and stuff, so like my grandparents were around and they were, I don't know, they were fun.
Yeah.
They were involved.
Competitive dance?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you specialize like in ballet, tap, or
no,
all
I was
around?
like jazz mostly, but I never actually say that, but yeah, I was a little dancer.
Are you still pretty coordinated? Like, can you learn a TikTok dance, like, better than the average person?
Yeah, but I was never, like, very good at it. So that's why I don't say I'm a dancer. Because a lot of times people say they're dancers and then I'll watch them. I'm like, you shouldn't say that. You know what I mean? Or, like, if I ever, like, were to dance now, I would rather somebody think that I was, like, a really good non-dancer than a really bad dancer.
Yeah.
It's a good show business tactic.
Good flex.
Be the underdog. Don't overcommit.
Yeah, you don't want to say you're good at something and not be that good.
Were you a rebellious kid at all? Because like I feel like with your grandparents, I feel like you can like sneak around with like your grandparents more than I think you can like your actual parents.
Well, I think they just didn't care as much as like normal parents would. My they had two boys, and like my dad and my uncle. So like they just automatically were just more lenient. Uh-huh. My grandma was very protective, but I never got in trouble for anything. I never like was not allowed to do anything.
You were like a good kid.
Yeah.
You weren't the kid that other parents were like, stay away from Brooke. I don't like her. Yeah. She is problematic.
No. Of course, I had like a phase like in high school. I was like, everyone had the phase where they're like hanging out with the older guys and you're like smoking in the car. Oh, but
right.
That was it. And honestly, because I no one said I couldn't do anything, I didn't feel the need to. I feel like that's true for all kids. Like when you have really strict parents, you want to rebel. And when you don't,
yes.
Like, what's the use?
If there's no rules, there's nothing to break.
Right.
Yes. So then you're just going to chill.
Like, yeah. So like I could come home whenever I wanted. So I just like, I never wanted to stay out like super late. It was just.
Right. If your parents say you need to be home by 11, I'm coming home at 12.
Yes.
But if they say come home whenever you want, it's like, geez, I'm tired. It's 10:30.
Yeah. And there will always be another time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They say strict parents make sneaky kids.
That's Whoa. The truth. The worst of my friends were all like either like Mormon or had parents who were like super, super strict.
Do you miss Arizona? Like living there? Is there anything that you were like, oh man, Arizona just has the best, or like something that you miss about it?
I didn't really appreciate it when I was there. But now when I go home, I'm like, it's such a great place to live, I feel like. And you can have like, there's neighborhoods with just like stables right in the middle of them, and you can have your horse and walk it down the street. So it's like,
you're also a horse girl.
I'm newly a horse girl. I'm dabbling in horse girl.
Just getting territory. Into standard riding? Are we yeah. doing some show jumping? Dressage?
No jumping right now. I have never even literally had 2 feet off the ground at the same time. I'm a very slow rider. But I love them.
Are you joining a stable, a farm where you like have a membership and you just go ride their horses?
I have a friend who has a ranch. Like it's like 45 minutes away, and cool. It's like a 3,000-acre ranch. It's beautiful. It's amazing. They have like 300 horses, so I just go there on the
300
weekends.
300
horses? 300. It's so insane.
Can you name them all?
No, I can't name four.
Do you have a favorite type of horse? Like, do you like a bay horse, a chestnut, a palomino?
I don't really know if I even could identify any of those things.
Palominos are the blonde ones, chestnuts are the brown ones, and a bay horse usually has the black, like, manes.
Clydesdales are the massive, gigantic
like
ones,
the
right?
Budweiser ones.
Yes, that look like, or like the TriStar Columbia.
Oh, wow. You might be more horse people than me, like I am.
No, I think we've just reached the limit of our horse knowledge with that.
Yeah, that's it. I just we're done from there. I
just like had a phase where I was like, I wanted to date a cowboy. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go horseback riding every weekend.
There you go.
Is that your hobby that you do now? This is like your escape is horseback riding?
Yeah.
Would you ever buy a horse?
Yes, I would love to. But I feel like I would jump the gun a little bit if I were to do it now. I feel like I need to probably be able to identify a type of horse before I can buy one.
Yeah, because then you also have to buy a groomer, someone to
yeah,
take care
you have
of it.
To, I travel a lot right now, too. I don't even want to get like a second cat. So maybe a horse would be a little difficult.
How much is a horse?
I don't know. It's actually like not as bad as you would think it would be. I think it depends, obviously, on like the condition of the horse, how like
yeah, there's like riding horses; those get more expensive. Some people have like grazing horses that
yeah,
are just there to
yeah, you can get an old horse. I don't know, but you can also rent a horse. So I've been looking into that. Like, you can like literally like lease a horse, and you pay like X amount of money per month, and you can go and ride it whenever you want. And like sometimes they have like multiple people renting it, so you have to like coordinate with them.
It's like a timeshare.
Yeah.
Yes. Like literally.
If you had a horse, do you have a name for a horse that you would want?
Oh, I don't know, but I love like creative names for animals. Like when people have like a cat named like Lampshade.
What's your cat's name?
Murphy.
Murphy.
Have you guys seen Interstellar?
Yes.
Yes.
It's Murphy's, like Murphy's the girl in the movie.
Oh, is that what you named her after?
Girl? Mm-hmm.
My dad just bought the Interstellar watch that's called the Murphy.
Yeah, the
cute.
Hamilton, right, brand? Hamilton
yeah,
brand.
The Hamilton Murphy. My
that's
dad
my
just bought it.
Favorite movie ever.
I think they're bringing it back in IMAX.
Yes.
Are you going to go see that?
For the 10-year anniversary, of course. And there's so many people who like haven't seen it, who I want them to see it, but I'm like, you have to see it in the theaters. Like, that's like the most important element of Interstellar.
It is a masterpiece. It might be his best one ever.
Oh my God.
Nolan? Yeah. I think that's his best one.
So good. And Matthew McConaughey, I would do anything for that man.
And a young Timothy Chalamet.
Young Timothy?
Oh my God. Yeah. I forget all the time that he's even in it. And every time I'm surprised, I'm like, oh my God.
And Jessica Chastain.
Oh,
so amazing.
Supreme.
And Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Anne's making a comeback right now. Not that she ever went away, but.
Did you watch the new movie that she was in? The Idea of You?
See it?
Yes, I did.
So cute. I just love her. She doesn't age. She's perfect.
Did you read the book at all?
Mm-mm.
For The Idea of You? I heard that the ending of the movie is different than the book.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Are you one of those who like compares books to the movies?
If I read it, yeah. I usually do. I heard that you were reading ACOTAR.
I'm so bad at it. I'm still like, literally
on book
at
one?
The tail end of the original ACOTAR.
I'm like halfway through book one.
See, everybody, how quickly have you read it?
I usually try to read 30 minutes a night, but I dropped off for like a week, but now I'm back into it. So I don't know, just a little bit by bit. I'll probably finish
it
by
right at the
week.
End, but this one for me has not been like a, I can't put it down. Like I'm pretty bored with it.
So. I heard that the second one is where
it
really
picks
up.
I know, and that's what
up.
Everyone says, but I'm like, I can't even get to the second one. I will. I'm going to go to Hawaii this week and I'm going to try to read the whole time.
Going to Hawaii this week?
Yeah.
What for?
To
unwind, relax.
Yeah. Yeah. Just after
are you going
tour.
With Tana or just
she's
friends?
Going also, but we're going separately. But we'll of course see each other while we're there.
Yeah. And you're a cat girl. Mm-hmm. You have Murphy.
Yes.
You were you a cat girl growing up or
no.
When you finally became an adult, you're like, I get to have my own cat. I want a cat.
I just know I couldn't have a dog. I'm not responsible enough for a dog. There's so much that you have to do for a dog that you don't have to do for a cat. And I met one cat. It was my friend's roommate's cat. And it was so good to me that I was like, I have to have one.
Do you have a certain type of breed or is this a rescue cat?
She's a rescue cat, but she's a Russian blue and I found
her. A Russian blue?
Yes, but she's
her
only.
Her cat's gorgeous.
She's beautiful. She looks like Bella Hadid. And that's what was crazy. I was literally scrolling on Pet Finder and I was like, there's no way I'm finding this cat on Pet Finder.
Yeah.
She was free. Like I literally just picked her up. She wasn't free. She was $100, but
I mean,
free.
Yeah.
And her personality, this is why I chose her. It, like you can read on Pet Finder, like what they're like, what their temperament is. Like, and it said that she had the personality of Dolly Parton.
Wow.
And so I was like, I have to have her. And I went so far out of my way. It was like Sue, this lady Sue. And I emailed her and I said, if you don't give me this cat, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Have you thought about getting another one?
Yes.
They need a buddy.
I know. Especially, I wanted to wait until now, like now that I have time home. So I'm going to get a second one.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. As you know, if you've listened to the show before, Matt and I love Rocket Money. We both use it. Truly, it's one of my favorite apps. One of my favorite things is that it will tell me, hey, did you know you have this subscription? I found subscriptions that I've been paying for more than once. And because Rocket Money is so amazing, it can cancel a subscription for you that otherwise would have been very time consuming and frustrating for me to do.
And how closely do you track your bank statements and credit card history? Are you combing through every single charge on a regular basis or just assume everything is fine until you notice that something is weird? Honestly, I don't have the time to watch my accounts that closely. But now that I'm using Rocket Money, it does all of that for me, so I don't have to worry about it.
So what is Rocket Money? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
And with Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you.
And Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/hoot. That's rocketmoney.com/hoot. Matt, give it to him one more time.
rocketmoney.com/hoot.
And now back to the episode.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Do you think you'd get another rescue or a certain type of breed?
I don't know. Sometimes I see like the, you know, the cat's like a Bengal or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, I would love to have that. But I feel like I would get in trouble.
Ooh.
Are those legal?
I feel like Bengals, you gotta. Yeah,
that's one that looks like
but Bengals are like super active. It's almost like it's like a lot more responsibility.
You gotta feed them like raw meat and stuff.
Oh, do
too.
You?
Like another ones that go. Like,
okay, yeah, no Bengals for me. Yeah, probably.
What about like a Scottish fold?
So cute, but they're you know they have arthritis.
Yes, actually, my buddy who's had a Scottish fold, he had it for like a year and it just passed away.
No,
due to like medical issues. That's the thing is about designer cats is that they come with problems. So
yeah, and it's just I mean there's so many cats that need to be adopted and there's like I literally picked her up for $100 and she's the best thing that has ever happened to me.
That's how I got my cat last summer. Just
really
strolled into
my
yard.
Oh, I remember. I was so excited. Oh,
she's what is great. That called? The cat distribution theory?
Cat distribution system.
Where it's like the cat will find you. The universe will present you the cat.
You don't
and that
pick
means
a cat. The
you,
cat picks you.
Yeah.
You find a cat in a dumpster and then that's just your cat.
Yeah.
I want a cat so bad, but Patricia is allergic, though I know that you can take a shot that can remove the allergies.
Yes, and I have so many friends who are allergic to cats who have no issue with Murphy because of her breed.
Oh, the Russian blue is like...
Yeah, because it's like, it's a I think it's a protein or something that their skin like...
Yes, yes.
That's what you're allergic to and they don't have it.
And I've read also that if you take, I think it's like dried milk powder and you pour some kind of milk powder into their food, when they eat that, then they don't produce the allergen.
Really? Yeah, there's got to be ways around
it. It's 2024, yeah.
My cat sitter is like deathly allergic to cats.
But she's no, and she's a cat sitter.
No problem.
Well, no, but well, she's my best friend, but she's my like she's allergic to cats.
Oh, she's not a professional cat sitter.
No. Oh, but I have her watch her every time I'm gone, and she has no issue. Also, she only sheds like once every like couple months.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
It's so nice. So that's like another thing. I don't want to like just get pick up a random cat, and all of a sudden it has like it's shedding so bad. Yeah, a lot of problems.
Can I ask about tour? I know you just got back from it, but like, I know you went on a earlier tour that.
Yes.
You probably learned a lot from.
Mm-hmm.
What was your routine like if you found one on this tour? Like, did you get into a system where you were, okay, we're pulling up to the venue, we're doing sound check, or was it still kind of like,
yeah,
what are we doing today?
We don't do sound check usually, so we literally just get to get there like at the start of meet and greet, but it's hard. You're on a bus. You don't have like a hotel or anything, so you like either you sit on the bus all day or you like walk around.
Because you're driving overnight, right?
Yeah.
That's the reason for the bus. You wake up in the city the next morning.
Right. So I would wake up in the morning and I had my assistant there and then Tana's assistant. Those were the only two people who wake up in time to do anything. So
okay.
We would go like either to a coffee shop or like walk around and shop. And we always had to be there at, like 4. So if you wake up at like 11, there's
so
really
no,
not that much
you
time
just
to
show
do
up.
Anything.
The first thing that you're doing in the venue is going to the meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to like.
Well, we get ready in the venues usually.
Get ready in the venues.
So sometimes if it's a nice venue, I'll spend the whole day in there because I'm.
But
like,
no sound check.
No sound check.
Why not?
Because, well, our tour manager can just do the sound check because it's
wow.
Like they just play the videos.
And you're just like wing it. We'll it's fine. We'll deal with it.
Are you and Tana like planning out topics of what we're going to talk about this
episode?
So
we write
note cards like.
No, we write the show like so. This particular run that we just did, we did the same show every single time, except for like minor little changes. If something like didn't hit, we would switch it up. But if we tried to do a new podcast every night, we would like either people would get a horrible show.
Yeah.
Or we would get canceled.
But some crazy stuff kind of went down during your tour, right? You guys had like a crazy fan who came on stage.
Yeah, we had a couple, but one of them, actually made it on stage. I didn't know she was a fan. I thought she was like worked for the venue. That's like, there's a video of it and I'm just sitting there like.
Because she came onto the stage and like.
What was she saying in the moment? Because like
I've
seen like the clip.
Oh, you can see the clip and she's talking, but I had no idea what she was saying. And I was like, I'm like laughing about something and then I just look up and she's already right here.
Yeah, because you and Tana kind of reacted in different ways. You're kind of like, what's going on? And Tana's like, I'm out of here.
Tana, like, is traumatized. Like, I feel like she's had a lot of things happen to her where I'm just not afraid of people, really, because I haven't. So I was like, what's she doing?
Did security kick her out, like,
absolutely.
Right then and there on the spot? And she didn't, like, hang around or anything? They made sure she was, like, off the premises?
Yeah, they got her out of there. But we found out after the fact that she wasn't drunk. It was, like, a manic episode that she was in. So she was literally, like, in a trance.
Oh,
which
boy.
Makes it way scarier because...
Yeah, stone cold sober with that much, like, confidence to go and do
something
insane
and
like
that.
Yeah,
and I'm just... Like, if she hadn't been stopped, I wonder what she would have done. Because she was, like... I mean, she was coming
at us. Yeah, what's the next step there?
Which city was this?
I don't know if I remember.
Did you guys ever get her name, like her actual like identity?
No. So like, her cousin like messaged me and was like, "I'm so sorry, like she's such a nice girl and stuff." But I was like, "If you came with her, like you just let her go on stage or what?"
Interesting. Okay.
Very interesting. But
so I want to go back to your day to day routine here.
Yes.
So the first thing you do is the meet and greet. What time is that?
Usually 4:45. Or 5 o'clock.
And what's how many people did you do per meet and greet?
We do 75 for the first meet and greet, 15 for the second.
Okay. That's not too intense.
Yeah. That was like my condition when we added, because the very first tour we did like two shows, two meet and greets, and it was so like just socially overwhelming.
Yes. A lot of hands to shake, a lot of Purell. Yeah.
And so when we started adding second shows for this tour, I was like, I would love to do a second show, but I don't know if I can do 75 again, because it's just so much. It's so long.
Yeah.
And so 15 for the second.
Have you ever waited for a meet and greet? Like for you, for somebody else?
No, I haven't. I wanted to go. I remember there was like a Mitchell Musso meet and greet at the mall. My grandma would not let me go.
Why not?
She's claustrophobic.
Oh, okay.
And like really, she has a lot of anxiety, so she couldn't be around like people. And I was so hysterical. I was like, how dare you?
Damn, you could have met Mitchell Musso.
I know. I'm still sad about it.
Did you ever wait for a meet and greet for anybody?
No, I don't think so.
I would have, though. I was, like, such a fan.
Yeah.
Like, I loved being a fan.
I called into a radio station once to try and win Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets.
Did
and
you
I was
win?
Like, no, I was, like, caller 103 instead of 101. I was devastated.
That's really heartbreaking.
Yeah. But, no, I never waited in a meet and greet line. I would, though.
Yeah.
Like, if Adam Sandler had a meet and greet, I kind of think I would
no
do it.
No question. I would wait 24 hours
for him. I did
meet
Larry David. He did a Broadway show in like 2015, and I went to the very first like previews night. So it was his first time on stage ever, and he was like so nervous, and he like kind of fucked up one line and then made a joke about it. And then afterwards, I saw a bunch of people waiting. I was like, what's going on here? Because I never seen a Broadway show, and they were like, oh, usually the actors will come out. And I was like, if I fucking see Larry David with my own eyes right now, I'm gonna lose it.
Lose my mind.
And there was a guy in front of me who had a Larry David tattoo. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to get like let this guy talk to Larry first. And so Larry comes out and everyone's like, yeah, Larry, great job, great job. And he's like, all right, what am I doing? You want me to sign something? And they're like, yeah, sign. And this guy shows him the tattoo and Larry goes, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. And I was just like, dude, that is the most. And then I was like, hey, Larry, just wanted to say I'm a big fan. Can I shake your hand? He's like, you're not sick, are you? And I was like, no. Why? He's like, because I got to go on tomorrow. You don't have a cold, do you? And I said, I don't have a cold, Larry. I just want to shake your hand. Shook his hand, and then he moved on. And I was like, that was a great story. Wow.
That is honestly an amazing story. I feel like that's the best situation where you can meet him because he's like, obviously, he knows you're a fan and stuff.
I would
be so afraid to meet him like at Target or something. Yes. You know what I mean? Because I feel like he would hate me. Or he'd just hate being approached.
Apparently, Adam Sandler does a lot of shopping in Brentwood, and like he's kind of just like a local dude.
Yeah, well, people see him in like IHOP and stuff.
And like the Whole Foods. Yeah. That's like, I would wait in a meet and greet for him.
I saw him, but I saw him at like the Jonas Brothers concert. So it was like, I literally go, hi, Adam. He goes, hi.
Gave Adam Sandler like a hat or something.
Yes.
And then he like wore the hat.
My bar mitzvah yarmulke when I was 13. Adam Sandler was filming Anger Management in my hometown. I don't know why, but we heard this is like pre-internet. There was like a rumor going around. Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson filming a movie. It was in the summer, so we weren't at school. We were like, Mom, you have to find where this is.
Of course.
We didn't even know where it was. So we just drove around our town. There was this like parking lot and it was all full of movie trailers. So we were like, this must be it. And it was me and my three younger brothers. I'm like 12 at the time. And then we kind of just like pull over. We're in the parking lot across the street. And there was like a couple other people that ended up coming, maybe 8 people total. And we waited for about an hour. And we saw Adam Sandler like walk out of his trailer. And we're like, oh my God, Adam. And he's like, I'll be over in a second, guys. He comes over. He like is the nicest dude, shakes all of our hands, says, how you doing? Oh, I'm visiting New Jersey. We're filming this movie. Jack Nicholson comes over. He's shaking all our hands.
Oh, my God. This is like a dream.
And I had my bar mitzvah yarmulke. Like, I got a printed one, like, for my bar mitzvah that you give out as a party favor. Yeah. And I was like, Adam, can I give you something? And he's like, what? And I was like, I want to give you this. And he's like, oh, okay. I'll make sure to keep it secret. I gave it to him. And I was like, can I invite you to my brother's bar mitzvah? It's next year. He goes, I'll try and make it, bud, but practice your Haftorah. And I was like, that's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
He probably loved that. That's so cute.
Did it say Mike's?
It said Mike's bar mitzvah, May whatever, 2002 or whatever. Okay. And then he had a website called adamsandler.com. And he would make these like home videos. Pre-YouTube, he would just upload like vlogs. And the next week, he uploaded a vlog. And on his dog was my bar mitzvah yarmulke on his dog.
Wow.
So do you have like a photo or anything?
I don't. And I've tried to find the video. The website's gone. It's not on the internet archive, but like,
I bet you someone would be able to find it.
I bet if you looked up, there's a subreddit called Lost Media of like people who are really good about hunting down stuff that is like hard to find, but used to be on the internet.
I will try.
And
yeah.
I bet that there's a hardcore Adam Sandler fan out there who does.
For
have.
Sure.
It's like burned in my brain, the image. And I had a thing that he signed. It said like, whatever, congratulations on your bar mitzvah, Mike, Adam Sandler. And he signed it with a smiley face and I lost it. It was on my wall in every single room I've lived in until I think I moved to California. Like I lost it in my move from New York to here.
Oh no.
I know.
That would kill me.
But
I think.
Life is long. I think our paths will cross again. Yeah.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah.
All right, I need to know a little bit more about this Clinton Kane tea.
Oh,
I know that you shared some of this on your podcast episode with Claudia.
Yeah.
Or her episode with you. So you dated this musician for a very long time.
Yeah, not actually that long of a time, like 7 months.
7 months. Okay, a decent chapter.
Yeah.
With this guy. And you realize that he's not really Australian?
No, he's not Australian. He had an Australian accent. He's not from Australia.
Did you get this vibe while dating him? When did you realize that this? Oh, you did get this vibe.
I just like, you know, you can tell when somebody's lying to you, like, or like people make up stories like on the spot, and you're like, you just made that up. You know what I mean? So I had like definitely an idea that he was a little bit of a liar, but I thought he was Australian for sure.
Okay. Do you even know where his like real identity is actually from?
Yes, he's from Brunei.
Oh, Brunei. Mm-hmm. Which is that's where Grace Kelly like married the Prince of Brunei?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. That's all. I
have no idea where it
Brunei.
Is. I don't know what like. I have no knowledge of the place, but I do know it's not in Australia, and nobody there has an Australian accent.
Does his Wikipedia list his real information
it
these days?
It says that he's lived in Brunei, but it says that he is Australian Norwegian singer, which is not true. He has an Australian accent.
But a fake Australian
real.
Accent.
Yeah, his mom doesn't even speak English. I don't know what she speaks, but...
And his mom's still alive, correct?
Yes. So, yeah, he had told me his mom had passed away, his brother had passed away, and his dad had passed away.
While you were dating?
Yeah. Or right before we had started dating, but it was like he was grieving them like at that moment. And so he would just start crying in the night, and it was because he missed his mom and his mom was dead. I'm like, call her.
Did he ever slip up with his accent like in the middle of the night when he was doing something and he has like a southern accent?
Well, you can see like I have videos of us and stuff. I had even posted like YouTube videos with him, and people would comment and be like, what's with the accent? Like, that is not an Australian accent. I had so many.
It was
like,
a bad Australian accent.
It was
like, hey, it's me. Like,
it was horrible.
With Brit.
He would be like, he would say like, oh, but I also lived in, you know, England, and I lived like all these places. So I was just like, and he lived here. So I was like, he must be just like, it must
right.
be fading.
Now, were any of his friends like that you would hang around with? Didn't they know him from the past?
No,
or?
That was a huge, huge red flag of mine too, that I should have paid attention to. He had zero long-term friends. Like, I have friends, obviously, that I've known since I was a kid and stuff, or even just a few years. Nobody in his life knew him for longer than a year.
Ah, see, that's like a bit of a red flag.
And that's what he would do. He would pick up and move his entire life somewhere every time and start over.
Yeah.
You should
and
have been around in like
made
the
up
1950s
a new story
when
each time.
You can get away with that.
Yeah, like, in the 50s you could get away with
anything. That's
what's
so crazy is he really just like there's so, it's so easy. Like, it was so easy for me to find out his mom was alive. You know what I mean? Like, that was, hello. And there's people who did go to high school with him who are the ones who started commenting on my stuff. Like, hello. Like, I saw his mom yesterday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Does he, is this coming more and more to light, or were you like the first person to like share this?
Well, I originally, like when it first happened and the breakup happened and stuff, I was so traumatized and I didn't want anyone to know. It was like, first of all, embarrassed. And second of all, I like felt bad for, I didn't want his like career to be ruined or whatever. I was like, this is a really big deal to lie about something like that. And I was like, oh, he's mentally ill. But Zach Sang had posted an episode with Tana, and he was like, he just told the whole story, which upset me a lot at the time. But then I was like, ah, whatever. And so I started talking
Zach
about it.
Zach Sang did a thing with Tana, like, wait, and shared the whole story that about Clinton.
About
lying.
Our relationship and about all the lies and everything. And he promised me he would cut it out, and then he didn't.
Okay.
And so then I was just.
Has Clinton reached out to you being like, hey, that's not true? Stop
no,
saying that
no,
my mom,
it,
my
when
mom's
it happened,
dead.
He was like, I mean, he told me obviously that, yeah, she's alive, but you wouldn't understand. I'm like,
she's like dead in my like heart. Like, it's
yeah,
like,
and then he
I meant it poetically. You know, I'm a songwriter.
Yeah, he posted a thing too saying like, no, it was my adopted mom and stuff. But like all of it, the entire relationship, he was telling me such explicit details, like every little story. I'm like, there was no such thing as an adopted mom. That never happened. Like, it was just so, he couldn't keep anything straight. And then he had to just like literally get rid of everybody in his life and start over again.
Was there a breaking point? Like, was there a specific instance that you remember where it all kind of like crystallized and you're like, oh, this is what's happening? Or was it just kind of like a slow build over time?
It was a slow build. I mean, there was like a moment when I found out, like when I did the Facebook research and I was like, oh my God. And I brought it to him and he was literally like, I cannot believe you would accuse me of faking the death of my mom. And I felt so guilty. I was like, oh my God, that's a horrible thing to accuse somebody of. I must be wrong. And
the balls of some people, man.
Part 36, who the fuck did I date?
Like, literally, it's yeah, literally, I got recent, he said. And yeah, it was really crazy. And so then after that, we had so many problems too. So it was like already just a bad relationship. But
you seem to be healed from it more
or
less.
Yeah, but it was
not easy.
Not easy. Well, because it was like, it was traumatizing. I'm like, this, I spent every day with him. We lived together. So like,
this is extremely traumatizing. It's like
yeah,
the Truman
Show.
It
just is like, imagine like you guys know each other as well as you do. And you just find out that everything you know about him, he made up.
Yeah.
Your name
completely
is Carl.
Made up. You know what I mean? Like nothing was real. I didn't know where he was from. I didn't know what his family was like. I didn't know anything about
him. He lied about his age too,
he
right?
He told me he was 24. He was 22. We would like be on trips and like we got pulled over one time. I found out his car wasn't even his car. Like everything was a lie. Everything.
That must be exhausting to just
right
live
and
where...
to keep up with. So now I know why he was so mad at me all the time. He was probably just like
Yeah, just filled to the brim with alibis and excuses.
Wait, didn't I just see a TikTok about him though? Like DMing like some girl's sister?
Yep. And
or is, I don't know if that's true.
No, it is true. And you know, he was cheating on me the whole time too. So that was an element.
Oh, Brooke.
I'm sorry, Brooke.
Yeah, it was like a tough time.
Maybe you need to like write a song.
I know. That's what
come
I thought.
Back
like,
with like
a diss track.
Yeah.
I know. And you know what's so funny? He had made me this like beautiful song. Okay. He like wrote a song about me and he showed like gave me the first half and I like sobbed. I was like, this is so nice. And then he finished it, sent it to me, and he had included his dead family in the song. He's like, he's like
couldn't help himself.
Everything I've ever loved has died. I'm like, you did not fake or like put your fake dead family in my song.
Good Lord.
It got ruined.
Maybe a personal question. Are you in therapy? Do you have a therapist?
I was really heavy in therapy when that all happened because I was like,
did that help?
I was not well. Kind of, but I like had to cycle through so many therapists and like it was such a long and like elaborate story that starting over time like was so hard. And when I finally like started feeling better, I'm like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. It like doesn't help me.
Yeah, it's like going back to like picking
just ruminating over it.
You don't need to do it.
It was horrible though when it happened. Like I was like babysat. I lost like 30 pounds. I was literally like not well. But we're chilling now.
Good. You're thriving.
I have two things. One, when you first moved here in 2019, I believe you made a couple movie appearances. Is your acting career still something that you're like want to do? Is there a dream to be?
What movies are you in?
I'm not. Like I did like a couple like little things here and there.
There's IMDb.
It was like not.
What films?
That was not the vibes. I really tried. That's what I wanted to do when I came out here. I would love to do that now, but I think I would love to like. I mean, I don't know. I've been trying to do more like traditional media stuff.
So you still do have the thing of the dream of being an actress.
Yeah, well, I would love to like do movies. I don't think I really like dream of being an actress. I would love to like maybe like, you know, have a little part in something.
Gotcha.
Like Addison Rae style.
Right. So not a full career shift. Like some people that get into social media then want to only use that to springboard into only doing traditional. But you like this. You like what you're doing. You're not
I love what I'm doing. I would love to tour as long as we can. I feel like if I were to do anything different, it would be like maybe stand up or something along those lines.
Okay.
I don't know if I don't know. I haven't really tried. I haven't really like acted in anything to know whether or not that's something I like want to do.
But it still is something that like if offered, let's say someone was like, hey, we got this Netflix thing. We think
it'd
be great.
Yes, for sure. I talk about it all the time. I'm like, I would love to do something like that. I would love to audition and stuff. But I don't think that that's like what I want to shift my career to.
Okay.
Really.
I mean, because you are crushing it doing what you're doing as yourself. So
what is there any movies I know?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you're in the background of like.
I did do like a lot of background work when I got out here too. I would do like a lot of like, I did like How to Get Away with Murder. I had like a scene with Viola Davis.
And
I
was
That's cool.
It was so cool. But. Yeah, no, not really.
Okay.
Are you still sponsoring the little girl in the Philippines?
Of course, Marianne.
Marianne?
Absolutely.
$30 a month, or have we like upped it? Just
it's
keep
still,
it the same?
I mean, it's standard. I don't know how to change it.
Do you get updates, like photos? Like
they mail you things. Like, but I've since moved, so I don't even know if I'm still getting mail for her or not. But I know it's still coming out of my account. So
sweet old Marianne.
God, I love her. I want to meet her one day.
If you didn't already know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy.
Opening up to a therapist might feel uncomfortable, cathartic, exhausting. I've personally experienced all of those emotions and more. But one thing is certain, if you keep talking or texting with a licensed therapist, you'll gain insights and uncover truths that you can only find in therapy. Get the personal breakthroughs and judgment-free support by signing up for Talkspace.
And trust me, there are times where I feel down, and having therapy and somebody to talk to has helped so much. Talkspace has been incredibly helpful in help finding a licensed therapist, and it has made a huge difference in my life.
It would help to talk to a therapist, and if you're not sure how to get started, Talkspace makes it easy to find a therapist that you'll like. It's convenient to meet online at home where you're most comfortable, and Talkspace has made a huge difference in the lives of so many people.
And you may be someone who thinks seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't really have the time to actually find one and meet with them, or hey, even afford them. Well, try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable.
At Talkspace.com, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours.
Talkspace lets you send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session, and therapy can help shift your perspective. find tools for difficult times, and be a guiding light. Talkspace can help with any specific challenges you may be facing. It is the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and more.
To celebrate May, Mental Health Awareness Month, and the power of talking it out in therapy, Talkspace is offering every listener of our podcast $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com/HH. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/HH to get $80 off your first month with code SPACE80 and shows your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/HH, code SPACE80. And now back to the episode. Live show in the Philippines, maybe?
I know. Maybe we'll get her to a show.
You guys have not done anything international yet, right?
No.
Is that something you'd be interested in doing?
For sure.
Like a little Euro, London, Amsterdam?
I would love to. Or like canceled Down Under or something. Like, oh. I think it would be so fun. But
you can meet Clinton's family.
Meet real Australians.
I know. I'm like, oh my God. That's so... But right now it's very overwhelming. We're about to add like a lot more dates too for just...
For the U.S.?
America, yeah.
Are you doing another leg?
Mm-hmm.
But you love
it. A fall leg.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
That's people who like don't like touring, but they have to do it. That's got to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because it's difficult.
It's really hard. And like, I hate saying that because, you know, when you say anything's hard in this space, people are like, are you fucking stupid?
Yeah.
But it's just like mentally hard. I feel like it's hard for me to be away from home. It's hard to be like in a really like redundant routine.
It's like Groundhog's Day. Every day
is the same. Yeah, especially because we are doing the same show over and over again. So like, as much fun as it is and like how like
yeah
it's really cool, but it's also like I've heard her say this story 60
and you're also doing so many shows in such a short amount of time. Like you're doing the full run with very little breaks, very little downtime.
Yeah, the
like,
first run we did 35 shows in 36 days,
which is psychotic. That is so hard,
insane. But we're I think for the fall leg, our thing is like we are not doing any double show days.
Yeah,
okay.
Keep it sporadic.
Yeah.
And when you do two in a night, do you have a preference of like which one you like more, the earlier show or the late show?
I used to like the later show because it was like everyone was drunker. But now, lately, especially since we've been in theaters and stuff, by the time it happens, they're like...
Oh, the late show.
Off. Yeah.
So first show usually. And yeah. I'm like more excited for the first show.
What was the biggest change you think between your very first time on stage and your most recent time on stage?
Oh my God, preparation. The first time we went on stage, we actually did go out and we were like, oh, we'll just do a live podcast.
We're going to wing it?
You can't do that.
Yeah,
you cannot do that. But the first tour we did in general was just so much more like wild. Like Tana was drinking still at the time. So we were like blacked out on stage. And like I had one show where I was like so drunk I didn't even talk. Like, so that's changed.
Okay.
Okay, good.
But now you guys have...
It's a lot more of like a production now. There's like parts to it. Like
you have a screen you bring up. Yeah.
Do you and Tana have like a pre going on stage ritual? Like,
not really. I do. I have to take like 3 shots at least before I go on stage. That's my ritual. But she's like...
Tana doesn't drink anymore?
No.
No. How long has she been off it?
Just since we've been touring. That was like her thing. She was like, I cannot go on a tour sober. And she was so amazing. Like the first tour versus now... Like the change in her is so crazy.
And you guys have a great team now that's like helping you with logistics and all that stuff.
Oh yeah. Like the first time we had so much more responsibility. Now it's like a lot of things are like in line already so that we can actually.
Do you smoke?
No.
No,
well,
you
don't. Actually, I did on tour a little. Just okay. For fun.
But yeah. Tana, she gets
she
high.
Does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she'll be high, but sometimes you're not high.
No, never for the shows. I don't think she smoked. Well, she doesn't smoke for the shows either. Just like to go to bed.
I could never do that. Getting high and then going on stage.
Being
talking
on
to
stage
people.
Is its own like drug.
So, well, yeah, but that's why I have to drink. I would love to be able to, because it's like drinking every day is horrible for you. But I had to. Like I cannot go out there. It's so scary.
I know. I wish you could just push a button that made you feel like how you feel after 3 shots, but without the consequences.
Oh my God, I would do anything, but. I'm hoping like that's my goal. My long-term goal is to like get to a place where I can go out on stage and not like
just stone cold sober. I think you can do it. I think
I tried it one time and I came off and I was like, I will never do that again.
Really?
And I don't know if it actually went differently. It might have been just like I perceived it differently.
Yeah,
but I couldn't handle it.
Do you guys go party after the shows with like the fans or anything? No, you guys hit the bus and you move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because that would be...
We used to. In the first round, it was everything was just crazier, but it went badly because of that.
Oh,
so.
Right.
now it's a lot more of like a serious situation.
And you like the bus life?
Love it. It's so fun. Like, we'll stay in hotels sometimes for a few days in between, and I'll be like, I can't wait to get back on the bus.
Oh, can't. It's oh, fun. Wow.
It's okay. Like camaraderie, and like, you know, everyone like comes back after shows, and we're all, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Did you guys like, was the bus like decorated on the outside? Was it like canceled?
No.
Tana, like the JoJo Siwa, yeah. Like, no. Or whatever she's driving.
I feel like that'd be a little expensive. The bus in general is already so expensive.
I'm
like,
yeah, I know. It's insane how much a bus costs.
People could buy, like, I think Zach Bryan actually just bought one.
Yeah, which like probably makes more sense than renting one.
For sure.
It could be like,
because it could be like $1 million.
Gas too.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a shower on the bus?
There is, but we can't use it. It's not functional. I'm like, okay.
So then where are you taking showers at?
The venues.
Oh, the venues all have showers.
Yeah, so that's, I guess that's in my routine. Like, you go and you shower, like, you get ready. Sometimes the venues are like, a lot of them are theaters, and theaters are so old, a lot of them. So, like, the shower will be like,
scary.
Oh, the scariest thing you've ever seen.
Shower flip-flops?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shower shoes, and I don't know, the music venues are like ideal because those will have like newer amenities.
Who was your bus driver? Did you have like a good
a guy named Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah. We never encountered him at all. He just like, he gets on like at 1 a.m., starts driving, and then leaves before we wake up.
Okay.
Because he sleeps during the day and then drives during the night.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And no pooping on the bus either.
None.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
A big...
So if in the middle of the night you're like going to shit yourself, you literally have to go and you have to tell Richard.
Oh.
And it's, yeah.
Does everyone wake up if that happens? They're like, why are you stopping?
Who's? I don't know. Never happened to me, thank God. But I literally slept with Pepto-Bismol in my thing. And I took one every night just for fear of like having to do. I couldn't encounter Richard in that way.
Do you ever take Imodium?
What is that?
Oh my God. It is a miracle drug. If you ever have like diarrhea, or like you feel like you're going to have to poop and you don't need to, you can't poop, Imodium.
Really?
Closes everything. I got like...
Can you just buy it at the store?
Yeah, it's like the most available thing. Like, I saw some quote that was like, if you travel without Imodium, you're responsible for your own fate. Like,
yeah.
When I went to Mexico a couple summers ago, we all, like all 12 of us got violently ill, like to the point where some people couldn't even... They had to stay an extra day at the Airbnb because they couldn't physically leave to get on the flight to go home.
Yeah, that's so horrible.
And we were dying for like a week, and then one of my friends is a doctor. He's like, guys, just take Imodium, and like, you'll be fine. And then we took Imodium, and we were fine.
God, I wish I knew about that. I had food poisoning literally one time, and it would have saved me. I was
not
so...
when you have food poisoning.
Oh.
That makes it way worse.
Oh. Wait, is that not the same thing as like when you're traveling and you get sick?
It's like diarrhea is different than food poisoning. Diarrhea is just...
Just like irregular bowel movements.
Yes.
It gets it
yes.
more
like,
steady.
Or if you like drink, if you like, oh, I'm going to drink a bunch of coffee and I don't want to have to poop right after, you just pop an Imodium and then it doesn't make you poop.
Oh, whoa.
But if you have food poisoning, that because it's coming out of both ends.
Oh yeah, that was a rough experience.
That food poisoning is the absolute fucking worst experience.
I've only had it one time, and I used to like hear people call out of work and stuff for food poisoning. I'm like, grow up. When I got it, I was like, I feel so guilty. This was it is so miserable.
It might be one of the worst things a human being can go through.
I thought I was gonna die.
Do you know what gave it to you?
Like a seafood pasta at the Hotel Del Coronado.
Oh, calling them out.
That's where they wrote The Wizard of Oz.
I was so sad. I was on a couple's retreat with my little lying, scheming Australian, and I ruined the whole weekend.
Nah, he deserved it.
Yeah, for
sure. He did.
Yeah. And he paid, so who cares?
Where do you buy that ramen that you like?
I buy it at World Market now.
They have it there?
Yes.
It's not sold out like all
no,
the time?
No, sometimes I go and I have to buy the cheesy one, but I also got like right now I have so much because I brought it on tour, and I buy it sometimes on TikTok shop. You can buy it online.
Okay.
It is so good. I had
it's
it for dinner last night.
Budok or
Boldak?
Boldak.
Boldak. Cream carbonara.
And it's in a pink package?
Yes.
But it's not pink when you make it,
no.
right?
And
you add some stuff to it that like
I
enhances
add heavy
it?
Cream and mozzarella cheese.
Wow, that's gourmet.
It is so good, and it has
it
to be so
on
bad
that TikTok
for you.
And it looks so fucking
I
good.
Eat it. At right now, like every day, because I'm home from tour and I couldn't have it on tour. So sometimes twice a day.
What was the meal situation like on tour? You go into restaurants ordering in? Is it
I just order a lot. And my rider is like cheese and crackers and Slim Jims. So it's like I eat so much cheese and crackers and
Are
Slim
you
Jims.
Guys like looking at Postmates of whatever town you're going in?
Yeah,
like
it's kind of fun. And I'll try to order. I'll try to always order from like a place that's specific to the city.
Yeah, you're like asking your fans like what's good around here.
Yeah,
or get like the good staple.
But then like every place has a tropical smoothie cafe randomly.
Okay.
Every place, like there's like random places that are everywhere. So
yeah,
if I need to.
Okay.
I kind of eat like shit on tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it is tough because
and it's serotonin. I'm like, I want to just have something filthy. Like, I want to come home and have Chili's.
Right.
You were post-mating Chili's backstage at a... Okay.
What's your Chili's order?
Southwest egg rolls.
Yes.
All of it.
That's the and move. You've had those, right?
I don't know.
Dude,
I don't,
you should have them. I think they're vegetarian.
I've been to a Chili's one time, and it was with you. That was the only time I've
it's
been once.
It's my favorite, and the chicken bacon ranch quesadilla.
Oh, that's my order.
It's so good.
My order.
It's my favorite. I'm doing Chili's brand deal right now, too. I'm like, I can't even believe it. I feel so fortunate.
Wow.
You're
like,
I'll
do it for free. But
I know. That's what I said. I got Taco Bell and Chili's in the same week. I'm like, they get me.
Wow. You're really living the dream.
You got McDonald's. It killed me.
Wait, when did I get McDonald's?
Like, a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, like a McDonald's brand deal.
I've never forgotten it because I've never seen somebody do it since. I would do anything for that.
It was like for Thanksgiving, I feel like.
I think so. Maybe. Yeah.
I remember it so vividly.
Does Chili still have like a chili festival? I feel like back in the day they used to have this.
I hope so. If they do, I'm on my way.
Wow. Shout out to Chili's.
God, tours.
Did you guys go to the festivals this year?
No. I did not go to Coachella. I went to South Korea.
Just for fun. How was that?
It was a blast. I loved it. Have you been to Tokyo or Japan?
No, I've never been. I just got a passport at age 26.
I've never been anywhere. The world, bro.
I know. Well, I didn't have any money. I'm like, now I can go.
Go to Tokyo and then go to Seoul. I like Tokyo a little bit more, but Seoul is amazing. It's beautiful. It's so clean. It's so safe. It's so civilized. It's good for the soul.
Perfect. I'm on my way.
Basically, we end the show with 10 questions that we ask all of our guests.
Okay.
First question is, Brooke, what is your favorite word?
Can I have a favorite phrase?
Sure.
I always say, aw, man.
Aw, man.
That's my favorite. That's like the most common thing I say.
That's a good one.
It's a good catchphrase, yeah.
Aw, man.
What would be a context in which you would use that?
I mess up. Somebody tells me I did something wrong.
Okay, so it's like a polite way of maybe...
Yeah, or just like...
My bad, but it's more like an aw man. Yeah.
But it's not like, fuck, god damn it. It's kind of like a nicer way of...
Hey, it is what it is. Like, yeah, aw man.
Okay, that's... And the way that you say it... Yeah, come on, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your least favorite word?
Everyone says the same thing, I feel like, but moist.
Is it actually?
I feel like... Well, I don't have words that I don't like, really, I guess.
Okay, all right. Positive mind state. Say it. You're not thinking of...
Yeah, I'm like... Or some slurs. Don't like those.
Oh, sure. you want to name something?
hate those.
Okay.
What turns you on and what turns you off?
Right, honesty, because that's my
after my
whole situation. That is my like one deal breaker.
Yeah.
What turns me off? Obviously, dishonesty, or I don't know, guys who have like no body hair.
Guys who have no body hair.
That's my turn off. I had one guy that I could think of like off the top of my head, and he was completely bald, and I've never had like a bigger ick.
Like smooth chest.
Yeah.
Just like they look just too like much like an amphibian.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Like very.
A literal amphibian.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. I feel like that's, that's.
Really specific, but that's like my biggest like ick I can think of.
But I feel like it's. A lot of guys these days are shaving their chest and like shaving their stomachs.
I know, but I think they should stop.
I agree. I think it's... You shave your chest?
Yes, because my chest hair comes in irregularly.
Okay, well, that's fair. But you don't look like a hairless guy.
Yeah, and I don't feel like I'm a burly man. That kind of like awkward hair. I'd rather just be hairless.
I get that.
Have you dated men with chest hair?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
That's how you know you're like, all right, this is okay.
Yeah.
That's a new one. I like that. What sound or noise do you love?
A cat purring.
Oh.
That's my like healing, my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And
safe sound.
What sound or noise do you dislike?
Oh my God. Tana, bless her heart. She like does this on her phone all day long.
Like clickety clack
with her nails.
Oh my God. It makes me crazy. Hate it. And she always has her TikTok on full volume.
Oh, that's Zane. Zane does that.
It is just so
full
it's
blast.
So infuriating to me. That's the sound I hate, is just the sound of somebody else's phone across the room.
Yep. Yeah,
why can I hear what you're listening to?
Yeah, and so I feel like sometimes people don't realize, like, because you think that your world is now just this.
I know, because I'll look at her sometimes and it's on full blast and she's just... I'm like, there's no way you're not thinking about, like on an airplane. I'm like, you can't do
this. She does that on an airplane?
Oh, she does it everywhere.
Oh, well, nobody's perfect. Everyone has things they can learn.
I love everything else about her.
Oh, what is your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
Yeah. of course.
Probably fuck.
Probably fuck. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Stand up.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to do stand up. I feel like since we've been touring and stuff, I never thought that I would have like the confidence to do it. I still kind of don't think I would at the moment.
Right.
But I also never thought I would have the confidence to like do anything live.
Yeah. So have you tried to write anything stand up wise?
A little bit. Because I've started talking about it a little bit.
So you got a little notebook going?
Go to some open mics. Yeah,
I have it in mind all the time. If like some, you know what I mean? Like
run it by Jerry at the next show. Hey,
yeah,
Jerry.
I will. I'll give him my demo.
What profession other than your own would you not like to attempt?
Singing. I would never like to be a singer.
Do you do karaoke?
No. In fact, I'm like the person who like will fight to the finish. Like you will not get me to do karaoke ever.
I'm the you same don't even way.
No go-to song, nothing.
No.
No.
Like it doesn't sound fun, right? To be like, oh, why don't we go hear you sing a song that we all know how it's supposed to sound.
I don't enjoy that at all, actually. Yeah. But I get why people do. Mm-hmm. But I think I take myself too seriously. Like I get embarrassed in those situations, and I hate that I do, because I would love to just be like the one who like doesn't care, but I do care so much.
Can you sing like if you're home alone?
No, and that's the problem. But it's like I'm not so bad that like it's like in the middle where it's like you can tell I'm just bad and I'm trying.
You good with lyrics though?
Yes. Oh, I remember every like I could hear a song like two times.
Now, what musician, if one day that you like woke up as them, you're in their body, you have to go do one of their shows, and you're like, oh shit. Thank goodness I know all of their songs. What artist would that be? Oh. And you can sing just as good as them.
Okay.
But you have to know the words.
I feel like the only artist who I know every single word to all their songs, maybe Gracie Abrams.
Oh, yeah.
I know. There's not a song that I could hear and like not know.
Do you like that one song of hers that she's never released?
Yeah.
So close to you.
She released it today.
Shut up.
But only on vinyl. I'm like, crazy.
What? Someone has to like
rip that off the vinyl.
But it's the full thing. It's not just that one snippet of pull the trigger on the gun.
You just played Fallon too. It was really good.
Oh my God. It's my favorite live performance of hers ever. But she's the one like, I have a lot of artists that like, I love all of their music and I'm not like a super fan of that. Not that I don't like her, but like I also have artists that I'm a super fan of them and don't really care for all their songs.
But if you woke up in her body and was like, we got a show tonight.
I would be able
tonight.
To Let's get do through it, that boys. Entire show, no question. Set list and all, I know.
The set list too. Throw it away. I know what the songs are.
You know what I mean? Like I
You're
could do
switching
that
it up,
for
what
sure.
She already has set. Like, actually, let's do this one tonight, boys. I'm feeling this.
Okay, final question is, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Oh, that my ex is not there.
Wow.
Good answer.
That's amazing.
That's the best answer I think we've ever heard. That was like the quickest, like funniest one, I think.
Thank you. Woohoo.
Brooke, thank you so much for coming on Hoot and a Half.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Do you have anything you would like to plug to the listeners, the viewers?
I don't know. I'm Brooke Schofield on everything. Canceled podcast.
TikTok, Instagram,
YouTube.
Follow
me on TikTok. I love TikTok. That's my favorite place.
You just hit 1 million on TikTok too. How does that feel?
Amazing.
What like, because like some people have a moment where they have like a
TikTok numbers don't feel real. TikTok feels imaginary for some reason. Because
like you kind of blew up like really.
Oh, it's really easy. Not easy, but like
it happens.
TikTok
fast.
It happens way easier than everything else. So it's almost like it feels less. Like,
it's not.
If it had 1 million on like YouTube, I'd be like.
There interesting. You go. Did you have like a moment where you saw it and you were like, "This is fucking insane," or was it kind of just like? Didn't even really register.
I think it's cool. I have a better concept now of numbers because I can see people. I feel like before it was like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, right. You're like
people
what is,
showing up. You're like, oh my God, this is like, that's so cool. It's
there's
real.
Faces
it's like
to
a
these
thousand
numbers.
People,
but when I was just sitting in my apartment, I could see, I'm like, okay.
It doesn't feel
doesn't
that
feel
real.
Like they're real people.
Which I think is the right way to look at it. Like some people in this space only do things to like get those numbers and that's what they're living for. And like, that determines their mood or their day is if they have a certain, if they post and it doesn't get the same amount of likes as they normally get or.
Yeah, I try not to really pay attention to that stuff.
Which is not always easy, but I feel like you have a good, because you sort of had like a whole real life before social media, you kind of get that this isn't like.
Yeah, it all feels just kind of like recreational, kind of like, okay.
Like reading negative stuff on Reddit, I think is like.
Yeah, I stopped doing that, seriously.
Yeah, it's.
Do you guys do that?
Sometimes
I
do too. Sometimes I have my little relapses.
Well, you'll read Reddit. I think the way that you put it on Claudia's thing was like, it is self-harm.
It is self-harm,
Reddit.
But sometimes it's intentional. I'll like go on there knowing it's going to hurt my feelings.
Oh, it feels like a slot machine. You're just like, is there anything that juicy that's going to
get
me going?
Yeah, it's scary. But it's like reading a group chat. Like, you know, like if you knew a group chat was like going on and they were only talking about you, why would you not
want
to be in there?
Because we're not like, we're not mega famous. We're not like tabloids are being written about us all the time. But then you have these people who are talking about what you're going through. And sometimes it's exactly how you feel.
Yeah. And it's, and well, like, sometimes damn. It's stuff
sometimes
I'm already insecure
so
about or like something that I'm like already struggling with. And I'm like, oh my, like seriously, get off my...
Yeah. Did you use Reddit before?
No.
Like you weren't like an old
and Reddit
school.
Is so what sucks is like Reddit is so amazing for so many things. Like there's so many threads that are like educational and valuable and stuff, mm-hmm. but like I can't even get on there because I'm scared of it.
Because then you want to go check all
yeah
the other
gossip.
Tone. Yeah
Brooke Schofield snark.
Oh yeah, though the snark,
I don't even know if that's a real one, but
I mean any of the snark stuff is just,
if you have a snark page,
get a life.
Get a fucking life.
I mean, I get it. Like, people want to have a community around something that they like.
But why something that you hate? Like, does that make you feel happy in
this,
the day?
This is, I think, the best thing that I've, like, I just believe to be true is if you ever read a negative comment about anything, about anyone, the negativity is more about the person writing it than the person they're writing it about.
I agree. Mm.
Always. If someone comes up to you and calls you a fucking asshole, and you're just pushing your shopping cart along at like a Ralph's. Hey, you, fuck you. I fucking hate your shit. You're like, okay,
yeah, they
whoa.
Are the problem.
Yeah, you're a crazy person. I hope you have a great life. I'm going to continue living my life.
Yeah.
You're right.
And I feel like...
Fuck them.
Well, yeah, it's... But so you hit a million on TikTok and it wasn't like... You weren't like, I'm throwing a party. I'm going to like
no,
get it.
Of course it was exciting and I was grateful for it. But it was like, I don't want to be like, oh my God, I've got a million followers.
Right.
Yeah, there's bigger milestones to conquer.
Yeah. Like being happy, living a good life.
Well,
yeah.
I'm so proud of you, Brooke.
Thank you so much.
Like, yeah, it's really amazing.
Congrats.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
Cool. Well, we'll see you next time, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.